Right, hello pets. It's Zeta Midnight here, and I spotted the backstage accent challenge posted by Trees TWA. And I thought it would be a fun thing to try. Never done anything like this before, so why on earth not? I actually saw this a couple of days ago, and I'm giggling because I couldn't decide whether I should answer the questions with my audio voice or just my usual everyday voice. The pair are quite different. And then I managed to go and get a cold, which has completely wrecked my voice anyway, so... Yeah, I have no idea what I sound like right now, but I am actually going to switch off the audio voice and just speak as I usually would, like day to day. So this might be a shock for some of you, but isn't that part of the fun? Here we go. Right, new year, new old challenge. You may have seen this before if you've been around long enough. However, there are always new voices and new accents to be heard. The challenge is simple, just post a recording of you running through these things. So, here we go. I am sorry about the coughing. How do you pronounce your name? Your username. My username is pronounced Zeta Midnight. I can't actually remember where it came from. I just liked it, and I took it, and now it's mine. Where are you from in the world? I'm from the UK. More specifically, England. England. Let's not be weird here. Yeah, that's where I live. What is it called when someone throws toilet paper on the house? Fucking rude. In my day-to-day voice, I swear a lot more. than you've probably ever heard me swear. but I'm guessing the answer that you're looking for here is TPing. It's not something that we do here, I don't think. Well, I've never seen it done. It tends to be a across the pond sort of thing. But yeah, aside from being freaking rude, it's called TPing. What is that bubbly carbonated drink called? Fizzy shit. At least that's what I call it. I'm not known particularly for following trends, I guess, but yeah, I fizzy shit. Although, to be more sensible about my answer, you're probably going to get two answers for everything now. Here, I guess, we just call these drinks by what they actually are. So specific, is it lemonade? Is it Coke? Is it ginger beer? Is it Ting? Oh my God, I love Ting. Is it that weird lychee drink that kind of looks radioactive but tastes delicious, you know? Is it Mountain Dew? You know, we won't just, don't tend to use soda or pop. I think for some reason my dad uses pop. It's like, where are you from? He's from Jamaica, so I don't know where that came from. But yeah, I just call it fizzy stuff, or specifically what the drink is. What term do you use for gym shoes? I'm assuming that we're talking like trainers here. Trainers, if they're specifically for wearing like on a hard floor, like at the gym, or like when you're working out like on a badminton court, I guess you might wear plimsolls, maybe, if you're six. But yeah, trainers, I suppose. What do you call your grandparents? I am unfortunate enough to have never met either of my grandfathers, so I don't know what I would have called them. Insofar as what people around me call their grandfathers, I hear granda, granddad, pops, granddad more specifically. My grandmothers, I call them both Nana. One has passed, unfortunately, but they were both called Nana, and when I used their name, so Nana X, Nana Y, which they didn't seem to mind. I got away with that quite nicely. Traditional Jamaican ladies, but I got away with it, so yay. Wow, my throat is wrecked. I probably should not even be talking. I need to rest my voice, but I will soldier on. What do you call the thing with wheels used to carry groceries in the supermarket? Evil, twisted, own mind vehicle of death is what I call it. If I'm in a better mood, it's a trolley. It's a shopping trolley or a trolley. What do you use to change channels on the TV? My kids! No, I don't. I use the remote control or my own finger because all of the remotes have disappeared in the house, so I have to get up and do it. But in the good old days when we had those things, they're just called remotes. Choose any book and read a random passage. Bugger it! I knew I was going to forget. Be right back. Oh, okay, I'm back. Right, I'm back. Pick a random passage. Why is this so hip? This shouldn't be hard. Okay. Slowly, Lenina uncurled fists she hadn't been aware of making. Red indents from her fingernails filled in slowly. Yeah, sick. The door opened. Through it came the Callisto standing, her red hair drawn into a long tail down the back of her neck. She shut the door and swaggered forward, heels leaving little dents in the carpet. Lenina Miller. That's my phone. Now she no longer pretended to be Callisto, her voice was softer, accented with a hint of Leicester and a brush stroke of Birmingham. She stopped in the middle of the room with one hand on an out-thrust hip, fangs already on show. Nothing fancy, now I get a proper look at you. I can smell the fear on you, like lunch. Sean paled. Oh, and don't bother calling for the guards. They won't come unless I call them. We're having some girl time. Lenina frowned. Instead of the menace and danger she'd come to expect from where the other god touched, this woman reminded her of every snotty, superficial bobblehead from her college years. A welcome change. Why was that so difficult to read? Anyway, yeah, that. Oh, I just hit my keyboard. There we go. Yes, passage, read it, done the thing. No, I'm not going to tell you what book it is or who it's by. If you want to know that, message me. Moving on. Do you personally think you have an accent? Right, I could tell you a long-ass story here, or I could just say yes or no. I'm going to do both because that's how I roll. So, do I personally think I have an accent? Yes. It's a running joke in a couple of games I play. And it's not me who has the accent, it's everybody else. But to be honest, whenever I visit relatives, they're very quick to tell me that I sound very where I'm currently living as opposed to where I'm from, which is North London. And I'm like, well, what do you want from me? And the interesting thing is, as I was growing up in North London, other people used to tell me that I spoke in a very posh way, which I didn't understand, I didn't hear it myself. And when I went on holiday, it was about 2 weeks I spent away from home, one summer holiday in Wolverhampton. And when I came back, my accent was shot to shit, okay? I did not sound like myself, and I haven't done since. And even though I don't hear it in my head, my parents tell me I sound very much like where I'm living. And when I compare it to the way my sister speaks, for instance, she speaks like she belongs on the set of EastEnders. It's very clear that my accent has taken a path away from from what it was when I was growing up. So, yes, I do think I have an accent, but so does everybody else. Yeah? That's what you got to remember. Right. Number 11, say these words. Oh, my voice. I'm so sorry, guys. This is not my sexy voice. This is not my day-to-day voice. This is... I don't know what this is. Okay, say these words. Aunt, envelope, theatre, court, salmon, bacon. Do you want to hear something funny before I keep going? I didn't read this list properly when I was listening to everybody else. So when people were saying court, I thought they were saying court like a courtroom. I'm like, why are you saying it like that for? No one says it like that. Okay, this is why. Bacon, what did I get up to? Macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, herb. It's got an H in it, people. Pecan. Pecan? I say both, actually. Both. Again, root, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise. Long-winded joke. I'm not going into it. Oregano, pyjamas. That's not how you spell pyjamas. Is it? Whatever. Iron, naturally, aluminium, GIF, New Orleans, Cracker Jack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, country, biscuit, garage. Which felt really unnatural to me because I tend to say garage. And this is a weird thing about accents, okay? Like in the space of two sentences, I can change how I speak. So I might say, I'm running the bath and then I'm about to get in the bath. It changes like within a sentence. It's so bizarre. So garage, garage. I don't say garage anymore. I say garage. Ugh, this is making me analyse the way I speak. That's not good. Anyway, moving on. Say any three words that come to your mind. Pikmin, Pokemon, chocolate. And yes, that's all stuff I have on my desk, on my recording workstation. Okay, and because I'm crazy and have not accepted that I should actually probably stop talking, I will attempt the bonus round. One very brief little story before I begin. I can't help it. I'm a natural talker. I'm sorry. Not sorry. There's a character I play elsewhere in a steampunk kind of world. And the idea was that she is American. She's from Texas, okay? But the year is 1874. So the excuse I tend to use for this absolutely horrific accent is that nobody living knows what people sounded like in 1874, so I can say what I like. Okay, but apparently this is my version of a 1874 steampunk Texan accent. Why am I doing this? Okay, so I've got to read that word list again. Ant, envelope, theater, cod, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, herb, pecan, both, again. I don't think I've ever said it that way in my life. How would she say it? Route. She'd say route. Probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, and I'd still say oregano. I would. Oregano, which doesn't sound right, so she'd probably say oregano. Funny, it's not come up in the game. Pajamas, iron, naturally. Damn it. Aluminum. Aluminum, GIF, New Orleans, Cracker Jack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, country, biscuit, carriage. I am so sorry. Oh my God. Okay. I'm going now. And I'm still going to post this, despite being horrifically embarrassed. Okay, bye everyone. Hope you enjoy the madness, and hopefully next time I post something, my voice will be back to normal.